Thus far, we've spoken about the first part of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. So now we have to move on to the second Chelek. The Mishnah had said, Arve Psachim Samach Lamincha, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. And now the Mishnah continues, Afilo Anisha Bi Yisrael, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyasev. That even an Anisha Bi Yisrael, even a poor person, should not eat Ad Sheyasev until he reclines, until he leans. We know that there's a mitzvah of Heseba. We haven't really spoken about this mitzvah as of yet. There's a mitzvah of Heseba on the Seder night, to recline, to lean while someone is eating. We'll have to talk about when is there this mitzvah, when is there a chiyuv, when is there a din lechatchila, regarding what type of eating, what type of drinking. Are we talking about the matzah and the morah and the dalakosos? We'll see. We'll see exactly what Heseba includes. But the Mishnah begins not by talking about when you have to do Heseba, but rather, who has to do Heseba? Mishnah says that even an Ani Shebi Yisrael should not eat on the Seder night without Heseba. At first glance, this line of the Mishnah is very difficult. What's the problem? Should we think that an Ani Shebi Yisrael is not Chayv in Mitzvahs? If Chazal instituted a Mitzvah Derabbanan that you have to do Heseba at the Leil HaSeder, so then of course an Ani is Chayv in that Mitzvah. Why should only Ashirim be Chayv in Mitzvahs? At first glance, it doesn't really make much sense. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah, I get the Chiddush. I would think that maybe you can eat on Leil HaSeder during a time of Tosefes. After all, there are many Rishonim that hold that you can eat the Suda Shabbos and the Suda Yom Tov during a time of Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. So I'd have a Havamina that maybe you can eat on the Leil HaSeder during a time of Tosefes as well. That line of the Mishnah makes sense. There's a Havamina that maybe you don't have to wait at Shetechshach. You don't have to wait until Tesek HaChavim. But what's the second line of the Mishnah saying to me? That even an Ani Shebi Yisrael has to do Heseba? Of course, he's Chayv in Mitzvahs. He has to put on tefillin, he has to wear tzitzis. Chazal instituted that you have to do Heseba on the Seder night, so of course the Ani has to do that as well. So this is a question that Tosus addresses. Afilo Ani Shebi Yisrael lo yochal at sheyosev, the salka daitach the Heseba soni lo chashiv Heseba, the ein lo alma lahosev, ve ein zederech eres. So Tosfos in the first chat suggests that maybe there's a havmina that the Heseba of Anoni is not called Heseba. The Ein Lo Al Mala Hosev, he doesn't have what to be Mesev on, he doesn't have what to recline on. It's not Derech Eres. So therefore, somehow I think he's not Chayiv in Heseba, Kamash Malam. Okay, let's hold on this pshat. We're going to spend most of the shir on this first approach of Tosfos. But let's read the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Adla El Koy, Ad Shetechshach. Afilo anish be Yisrael perish. Afilo anish lo achal kama yamim lo yochal ad shetechshach. What are the Yesh Mefarshim saying? That the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah, afilo anish be Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyosev. The chiddush is lo yochal ad sheyosev ad shetechshach. The chiddush is not ad sheyosev. Avada, the ani has to do heseba. The chiddush is that I would think that an ani, even an ani who's very hungry, who hasn't eaten in many days, so you'd imagine maybe he should, maybe we should be mekel for him. Maybe we should say that he can eat before Tzesek Al-Chavim. Kamash Malan, no. Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach, v'afilu ani shebi Yisrael. V'afilu ani shebi Yisrael is going on the first statement of the Mishnah. That even ani shebi Yisrael has to wait until Tzesek Al-Chavim in order to eat on the Seder night. What the Yesh Mefarshim basically are pointing out is that the kasha that we have is so great that they reinterpret the second line of the Mishnah. Our kasha is, what's the havamina to say that the ani shebi Yisrael doesn't need to do Heseba? Of course, he's chayav in kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah. What's the havamina? To come to Yesh Mefarshim and say there is no havamina for that. Of course, the ani has to do Heseba just like everyone else. But you'd have a havamina that maybe, if he hasn't eaten in a long time, maybe there's room for kula. Maybe there's room for kula that he should be able to eat before Tzesek Al-Chavim. He should be able to eat before Tzesek Al-Chavim. Why? Aye, but he can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Pesach is only balayla v'achlus abasa balayla zeh, and matzah and mar is kishul l'kav Pesach. He can't be yotze those mitzvahs. Yeah, okay, maybe he can't be yotze the mitzvahs halayla, but maybe it should be mutter for the ani to eat before Tzeisak Al-Chavim. Kamash mela no, samach l'mincha lo yochal adam ad shetechshach, even an ani who's hungry, I mean, obviously, if he's starving and it's pikuach nefesh, he can eat. Right? If there's a pikuach nefesh question, then clearly he can eat. But we're not talking about pikuach nefesh, he's just very hungry. So you think maybe there's a kula? Let him eat a little bit. Let him eat a little bit. We shouldn't be afraid that he won't eat the matzah b'teyavim. We shouldn't be afraid that he's going to eat it achila gasa because he's so hungry. Kamashmala, no. Chazal made an Isser Achila, Chazal goes around Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, until it says a Golchavim one shouldn't eat. Even an Ani who hasn't eaten in a long time, he also shouldn't eat Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha. That's the Chiddush. The Kasha is so great that the Ani Shebi Yisrael should have to do Haseba just like everyone else, that the Yeshiva Farshim turned this second line of the Mishnah on its head. You'd think the Chiddush is that even an Ani Shebi Yisrael has to do Haseba. Kamashvul on the Yeshiva Farshim, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah at all. The Yeshiva Farshim say the Pshat in the Mishnah is that even the Yanush of Yisrael is not allowed to eat Samach L'mincha. The second line of the Mishnah is going back onto the first line of the Mishnah. The perish of the Yeshiva Farshim is a tremendous chiddush, because you'd imagine that the second line of the Mishnah is a new bava, it's a new part of the Mishnah, and the chiddush of the second line is in that second line. Come the Yeshiva Farshim and say that can't be, because what's the Havamin? And Yanush of Yisrael has to do Haseba just like everyone else. So they reinterpret the second line, they turn it on its head and connect it to the first line. The perish of the Yesh Mefarshim simply strengthens the Kasha, right? The perish of the Yesh Mefarshim simply underscores how difficult this second line is. If you understand the second line Kepshuto, it's mamish difficult. That an Ani Shebi Yisrael has to do Haseba, and I'd have a Havamina that he shouldn't do Haseba. The perish of the Yesh Mefarshim just underscores, it emphasizes the tremendous chiddush of the second line of the Mishnah. So they do away with that chiddush, but the first pshat in Tosas didn't do away with the chiddush. So it behooves us to try to understand what exactly is the chiddush over here. Because b'pshuto, there's no reason to say the ani shouldn't be chayiv in the mitzvah haseba, it's a mitzvah d'rabban. So what taka is the havamina, what's the maskana? So comes Tosas in the first pshat and he says like this, let's take it slow now. The salka dait of the Hasebas ani lo chashiva Haseba, the ain lo amala Hasev, the ain ze derechers. Says Tosas, you know what the Havamina is? I would think that the ani doesn't have almala Hasev, he doesn't have what to recline on. The ain ze derechers. It's not derechers to be massive to recline without reclining on something. Somehow there's this idea that you have to be massive on something else. So I think that if he doesn't have something else to be meisiv on, it's not a recheres, it's not a heseba. So therefore, the ani should be potter from heseba. Kamash malan. So the question is, what's the havamina? What is Tosfos saying? What's the havamina here? And what's the kamash malan? Kamash malan, the ani has to do heseba. But if it's not a recheres, and it's not heseba, so what's he accomplishing by doing heseba? If he needs almala hasev and he doesn't have that, so then what's the kamash malan that he has to do it? He has to do it anyway, even if he doesn't have almala hasev? What's the Havamina Maskana according to this first day in Tosfos? So the Mordechai is sensitive to this. The Mordechai adds a few words to the Tosfos. If you have a Gemara, let's all turn to the Mordechai and see it inside. Mordechai has many segments over here. He has a part on the Seder itself, Helucha HaSeder B'Ktzara. Then he has Tosfos from Arve Psochim, which really is like a perish. He quotes on the Balei Tosfos, it's like a perish on the perek. Different parts to the Mordechai. I'm not sure how it appears in the new Gemaras, but this is the way it is in the old. So on Daf Lamed Dalid, Omud Gimel. Right, that means Lamed Dalid is page Lamed Dalid, but there are four Amudim in the page, two on each side. One on Amud Aleph, two on Amud Aleph, and two on the base. So we call it Lamed Dalid, Omud Gimel. So here on Lamed Aleph Amud Gimel it says like this: Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochel Ad SheYosef. Why? Mishum Da'ani Ein Lo Korim Uksoso, says the Mordechai. Ela Safso. Okay, he just added three words to Tosfos. Mishum Da'ani Ein Lo Korim Uksoso Ela Safso. Da'ani doesn't have Korim Uksoso. What are Korim Uksoso? Pillows and quilts. Right, pillows and quilts. He doesn't have pillows and quilts. He only has a bench. The salka daitach den chayiv lahasev dein derecheres bekach kamash malon. The havamin of the mishnah is that the ani shebi Yisrael who doesn't have the karmic sasos, maybe he's not chayiv to be meisiv because dein derecheres bekach. It's not normal. It's not normal to be meisiv with only a safsel. It's normal to be meisiv with karmic sasos. So the ani that doesn't have karmic sasos, maybe he shouldn't have to seiba. Kamash malon. He has to do seiba. Okay. The Mordechai adds a nekuda, he gives us a better understanding that the Havamina is that the Ani Shebi Yisrael doesn't have karma ksasas. If he doesn't have the pillows and the quilts, the blankets, so then he doesn't have what to be meisiv on, what to lean on. So I think that he can't do a seba, but the Havamina I get. So what's the maskana? If it's not derech cheres without the karmic sauces, what's the maskana? Well, what he should sit on the safsal? Should be meisiv on the safsal? Well, what exactly is going on over here? Right, what's the maskana? The Mordechai helps us. Mordechai adds the nekuda that the ani doesn't have karmic sauces. But what's taka the maskana? How can he do a seba if he doesn't have the karmic sauces? So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Ramah is paskening the shaila, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch answers the kasha. The Ramah gives the maskana according to the Bali Tosfos. What should the ani do? What should the ani do? Because he doesn't have karmic sauces, I'd have a havamina that he's not chayv in a seba kamashmal and he is chayv. So what does he do? Let's all look at the Ramah. Again, the Ramah is not stamina the shita; it's the Ramah within the Mordechai. Ramah is really giving pshat in the Mordechai. So the Ramah in page 3 in packet 8, Ramah is on the Mechaber. Mechaber in Siman Tofai in Beis of Beis writes: Yisader Shulchanu Yofa Bekelim Noyim Kfi Kochon. V'Yochin Mokom Moshavu Sheyesha Be'aseba Derecheres. See, you should arrange the table nicely, says the Mechaber. Arrange the table nicely with Kelim Noyim, beautiful items, kfi kocho. If he has silver, he should put out the silver, if it's kosher lePesach, right? And he should be mechin, mokom moshavo, prepare a place to sit, so that he'll be able to sit be'aseba. On that, the Ramah writes, hago, v'afilu oni she'en lo karim yeshev ala safso. Says the Ramah, even the oni she'en b'Yisrael, who doesn't have karim uksasos, he doesn't have the pillows and the quilts, he should sit on the bench. The Mordechai said the ani has a safsal, he doesn't have karmic sauces, so what's he supposed to do? If he doesn't have karmic sauces, how can he do a seba? Zokter Ramah, yeshev al safsal, he should sit on the bench. Now, what's sitting on the bench doing? Is that a seba? Is that reclining? He's sitting on the bench. Where's the reclining? Where's the leaning? What's pshat in the Ramah? Now, clearly, Ramah is saying pshat in the Mordechai, and the Mordechai is saying pshat in Tosfos. Right? It's all going back to Tosfos, that there's the havamina, since the ani doesn't have karmic sauces, he doesn't have a mitzvah as seba. Because not there a cheres without karmic sauces, so what's he supposed to do? He can't be meisiv. Kamashmalan, no. Kamashmalan, he should do something. Zokter Ramah, what's the kamashmalan? He should be yoshev al hasafsal. He should sit on the bench. So how is that heseba? What's the Ramah talking about? So the simple way to explain the Ramah, before we look at the Magen Avraham, is that he should sit on the bench. Sit on the bench. Is he mechuyev to sit on the bench? Let him do whatever he wants. Is he mechuyev to sit on the bench? What's the other option if he's not going to sit on the bench? What's the other option that he has? Anyone? What's the other option? Shalom.
To lean on it?
To lean on the bench. How does he lean on the bench?
Sitting on the floor or next to it?
That's something else. Now you're not talking on the bench. Now you're saying to sit on the floor. Clearly, sitting on a bench means that the ani is going to make sure that he has a bench, and he's going to sit on the bench. But is he doing haseba by sitting on the bench? What's the other option that the ani has? So Shalom says the other option is to sit on the floor. That's what the Magen Avraham is going to say. But I want before the Magen Avraham, what's the other option that the ani has? Not sitting on the bench, but rather what? I'm sorry?
To lean on someone else?
To lean on someone else. Now that's very good, David. But that's too advanced for me. Who says he has someone else there to lean on? What's the other option that the ani has if he's not going to sit on the bench?
Assume not, he doesn't have to lean.
Who's talking? Yossi? That he doesn't have to lean at all. Well, if he sits on the bench at first glance, he's not leaning.
To lie down on the bench?
Okay, that is reclining. So, but why should the Ramah say yeshev al asafsal? He should say yeshev al asafsal. He should lie down on the bench. I think the other option that the ani has is to eat while he's standing. The Ramah is saying, Yeshev al asafso, he should sit on the bench. Why is the Ramah commanding him to sit on the bench? Sitting on the bench is a convenience. The Ramah should say, even if he doesn't have karim uksasas, he should still eat matzah and mara, without haseba. The Ramah seems to be saying, Yeshiva al gabe safso is a kiyum in haseba. How's that a kiyum in haseba? Poshup shot in the Ramah. Forget the Magen Avraham for a moment. We'll get to it. The Pasha Pshat in the Ramah is that the ani that doesn't have karmic sauces, afal pikein comes the Mishnah and says, afilu ani should be Yisrael, lo yochal ad sheyosev. That means he should be yoshev al asafsal. That's what the Mishnah comes to tell me. He should be Yoshev al Hasafsel, sit on the bench. What's he doing by sitting on the bench? So Pasha Pshat in the Ramah is that Yeshiva al Gabi Safsel is a Kiyam and Haseba. It's a Kiyam and Haseba. It's a Kiyam and Haseba. How is Yeshiva al Gabi Safsel a Kiyam and Haseba? The Maral in his Gvuras Hashem points out that Haseba we know means to lean. But what's the basic definition of the word Haseba? Does it always mean to lean? Not necessarily. Haseba just means to sit bekvius, to eat bekvius. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem on page 6 writes, Havilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyasev perish, shemesiv b'mitu v'shulchan kederach b'nei chorin zecha lecheres. Uperish Haseba, zok the Maral, miloshon yeshiva. The word Haseba really means to sit. Kamo shetirgen v'yeshvu lechol, lechol. The posik v'yeshvu lechol lechem. The Shvatim sat down to eat. The Targum says, V'ischaru. They were masif. What does it mean they were masif? Shumiloson sivuv. The basic definition of being masif is to sit down. Now the Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Mem Gimel, in different places, the Gemara says, Heisebu lechol. Heisebu lechol. So then one person can make the Bracha for everyone. One person can be motzi everyone else in the Bracha. What does that mean, Heisebu lechol? They reclined? So we normally translate that, yeah, it means that they sat down to lean, because they normally, at the time of the Gemara, they used to eat leaning. So that's what it means. But the Maral is saying that's not really what it has to mean. Heisebu lechol just means that they sat down to eat bekvias. If they're standing around, then one person can't make a bracha for everyone else. There's a whole discussion in Poskim about making kiddush and being motzi other individuals. One of the reasons why many people sit for Kiddush is because without sitting for Kiddush, they hold that one person can't be motzi everyone else, because it's not called a kvius. That's not a haseba. Haseba means that they're sitting down. So others claim, as long as everyone is standing around the table, they're not roaming around like often people do, right? But rather they're standing at their place, then one can be motzi everyone else. That's also called a kvius. It's important for people not to be roaming around. So if they're standing for Kiddush, they should stand in their place. That's how one person can be motzi everyone else. But you see from what many poskim hold, that you're supposed to sit for Kiddush, that's called Haseba, that the basic definition of Haseba means yeshiva, sitting. And that's what the Maral says the Targum is alluding to. The Pasuk says, Vayeshvu lecho. It says that they sat down. In the Pasuk, it doesn't say they reclined, that they leaned. That's what yeshiva means. Yeshiva. Pasha Pshat in Yeshiva means to sit down. Umipnei sha'amru zal kol yeshiva shem basmicha amida tova imena lefigach tzarech lismoch. Zok to Maral, smicha, leaning, is just a more choshev a yeshiva. It's a better yeshiva. Chazal have this comment in the Gemara in Ksubis that kol yeshiva shem basmicha, if someone is sitting but they're not leaning, then amida, which Rashi interprets there to mean amida im smicha tova hemena, meaning leaning on a shtender is better than sitting on a safsal. Leaning on a shtender, that's a more comfortable position than sitting down if you're not being supported, if your back is not being supported. Avala ola meseba miloshin yeshiva. The Maral says, of course, smicha, yeshiva with smicha, sitting and leaning at the same time, that's a better haseba. That's a more choshev a haseba. But the basic haseba is sitting. Basic haseba is sitting as opposed to standing. So simple pshat in the Ramah might be that afilu ani shebi Yisrael, who doesn't have karmic sasos, he still should sit down. Yeshev al asafsel. He should sit. There's a chiyuv to sit. Why? It's a kiyam in haseba. Right, he'll be makayim the basic mitzvah haseba by sitting on the safsal. By sitting, but he's not being somech. No, but yeshiva is the basic haseba. As opposed to standing, eating while standing, while walking around, but sitting down, that's more of an achila chashuva. That's more of a derech eres. Avodim have to eat on the run. Someone who's a ben chorin sits down to eat. Does he always recline? Well, some ben chorin do, but at least he's sitting down. Maybe that's what the Ramah has in mind. That the Havmin of the Mishnah is that the Anisha B'Yisrael doesn't have karmic sasa, so he can't do a full Haseba, he can't do a Haseba Derech Eres. in the fullest sense of the word, but Yeshiva al-Asaf, so he still should sit down, because Yeshiva also is a Kiyam Haseba. Yeshiva is the basic Haseba, even if he can't actually lean. Okay, this is one approach to the Ramah, perhaps one way to look at the Mordechai and Pshat in the first day in Tosfos. Okay, this is one idea. Questions?
Yeah, Rabbi. Would the Gros Hashem, he said just Yeshiva, but he didn't really say Al Safsa. Would Karka be fine according to the Gros Hashem? Would that be Haseba?
So I think that's the point of the Ramah, that even if an Ani normally sits on the floor a little bit, because he doesn't always have a Safsal, he should make sure he has a Safsal. He should have some kind of elevation from the ground. And that's the Chiddush of the Ramah. Actually, you know what? Let's hold on that. I'm sorry. I take it back. According to the Maral, all the Ramah is saying is that he should sit down. That's all he's saying. So whether it's al gabe karka or it's on the safsal, as long as he's sitting, that's the basic haseba, and that's what the ani should do. He might not have karma ksosos, he might not even have a safsal. The basic pshat in the Ramah is that he should sit down. If he has a safsal, he should be yoshev al gabe safsal, but according to the Ramah, maybe he should be yoshev al gabe karka too. Yeshiva is also a basic haseba, as opposed to standing. Okay, this is the first pshat in the Ramah. Comes the Magen Avraham, and he adds a wrinkle to the Ramah. Let's see this Magen Avraham inside. How does the Magen Avraham interpret the Ramah? Says the Magen Avraham, Yeshev al asafsal v'lo al akarka. He should sit on the safsal and not on the karka. This is what Stevie was alluding to. Until now we've interpreted that the key to the Ramah is Yeshev al asafsal. Right? The al asafsal is not the key. The key is Yeshev. That even if the Ani doesn't have karmic sauces, you would say, oh, what's the big deal? You know, there's no point, there's no Haseba, he can't be Mekayim Haseba at all. Comes Ramah and says, no, he should sit down. He should sit down. So, Dr. Magen Avraham, no, that's not the key to the Ramah. The key is not Yeshev, but the key is Al HaSafsal, not Al Gabi Karka. What's the Magen Avraham alluding to? L'chora, what the Magen Avraham is saying is that the purpose of Haseba is to change the way that one normally sits at the table. If normally a person sits at the table regularly, then he should recline on the Leil HaSeder. The Ani presumably normally sits al gabe karka. In certain areas of the world, the Ani taka sits al gabe karka. He doesn't have anything else. So he sits on the floor. So comes the Ramah in interpreting the Mordechai. Ramah says, Yeshev el asafsol, the Ani should make sure that he has something to sit on. Sit on a bench. The bench obviously is cheaper than Karam Uksasos. If it were more expensive, so then he should get Karam Uksasos. But apparently, whatever bench you have, what is it? A piece of wood, right? Some kind of piece of wood. So that the Ani can get, but the Karam Uksasos is too difficult for him. So comes the Ramah and says, if the normal way for the Ani is to sit al-Gabe Karka, then on the Seder night, he has to sit al-Gabe Safsal. He has to make it a little bit better. He has to have a yeshiva that's more mechubad, that's more honorable than the normal yeshiva that he has the whole year. That's what the Ramah is saying. That even the Ani Shebi Yisrael, who doesn't have karmic sasa, so you would think he can't do the maise haseba. There's no way he can do a seba because haseba is only with karmic sasa. Kamashmala, no. He should sit al gabi safso. Because if he normally sits al gabi karka, now by sitting agabe safsal, he's changing from his normal mode of sitting. So that's called haseba. Obviously, yeshiva is a basic haseba, but we want him to do more. We want him to do yeshiva plus. So what's yeshiva plus? Yeshiva plus is changing from his normal yeshiva, changing from his normal mode of sitting. So if the Ani normally sits on the floor, Zok de Ramah, what the Mordechai is telling us is that he should sit agabe safsal. Okay, this is a second approach to the Mordechai. Not that he should sit down as opposed to standing, but rather he should sit al-gabe safsal and not al-gabe karka. But the Magen Avraham adds another pshat. A second pshat in the Mordechai, but our third pshat in the Mordechai. What does the Magen Avraham say? Uba Mordechai mashma de garsinan yesev ala safsal. Yesev ala safsal. Comes the Magen Avraham and throws a monkey wrench into this whole Ramah. Ramah says that afilu ani shein lo karim yeshev al asafsal. So now in the third pshat, the Magen Avraham says from the Mordechai, you get the impression that the real gear says not Yeshev ala Safsal, but rather Yosef ala Safsal. He should recline on the Safsal. He should recline on the Safsal. And this is not just the Magen Avraham, the Darkei Moshe, in his comments on the Torah, the Darkei Moshe is really the source of the Ramah, of the Hagos of the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe also is Goreis Yosef. It's interesting that he changes the Girsa in the Ramah. I don't know why he did that. But the Darkei Moshe, in his comments on the Torah, turn back a page to page 2. Darkei Moshe is Kosev Amordechai Reish Perakar Vipsachim. Tafilu Oni Shein Lokar Maksasos Yesev Ala Safso. Even though it's not derech eres, he should be meisiv al asafsal. He means it's not a full derech eres. He should be meisiv al asafsal. So the hagos v'ha'oras on the tour comments b'rama b'shulchan aruch in os beis asterisk b'rama b'shulchan aruch if beis kosev yeshev k'mo she'etik b'drisha ayin magen avram the tzarech lomar yosef k'mo she'kosev b'dakei Moshe. So there's something funny floating around over here. The Ramah is a Lashon, he has a Girsa, Yeshev al Asafso, but the Ramah in Darkei Moshe says, Yosef, Yosef al Asafso. That's where the Magen Avraham got it from. Right? That maybe there's a Toh Sofer in the Ramah. And we have a lot of different Girsos over here. What's this Girsa, Yosef al Asafso? What does he mean? First of all, where did he see this in the Mordechai? Before we get to the pshat in what this Girsa means, where did he see this in the Mordechai? So if you go back to the Mordechai, what does he say? Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochel at sheyosef mishum da'ani ein lo kar meksasos el asafso v'salka daitach da'ein chayev lahosev da'ein derech eres bekach kamash malan. What's the kamash malan? Shechayev lahosev. Right? The Havamin is ein chayev lahosev. The Mordechai didn't mention the word yeshiva at all here. He says the Havamina is ein chayev lahasev because all he has is a safsal nakram uksasos. Kamash malon. So the Ramah in Darkei Moshe says, well, kamash malon, he's chayev lahasev. On what? On what he has, on the safsal. Right? It's not that the Mordechai had a girsa yesev ala safsal. That's not in the Mordechai. But from the words of the Mordechai that the Havamina is in Chayev Lahasev, Kamashmal is Chayev to do something, sounds like he's Chayev Lahasev. Chayev Lahasev on what? Chayev Lahasev on the Safsal. So it sounds like the Mordechai would say that there's a Chiv Heseba on the Safsal. Yosef ala Safsal. That's where the Ramah got it from. But the Mordechai holds not that the Ani is Yoshev ala Safsal, but rather he has to be Mesev ala Safsal. What does that mean? What's the purpose of being Mesev ala Safsal? What is he doing on the Safsal? So the Prima Godim, in his Eishel Avram, explaining the Magen Avram in Sivkot and Gimel, Prima Godim in the next page says, I am Magen Avram, Yeshev B'shin, Mashma V'lo Ala Karka, U'B'Mordechai Goris, Yosef B'Samach, Ki Afe Oni Tzorech Hasei Bal Tzad Smolo, V'im Yeshlo Safsal, Yosef Olav, V'im Lav Tzorech Hasei Bal Tzad Smolo, Vimlav tzorcha seba ala karka al tzad smolo. I am psachim kufches aleph. What's the Prima Godim saying? Prima Godim is saying, according to the Magen Avraham's second pshat in the Mordechai, the kamash malon of the Mishnah is that even if the ani doesn't have karmic sasa, so do you think he can't do a seba derech eres? Because the real seba derech eres is with karmic sasos, leaning on the pillows and the quilts. Kamash malon, he can lean on the safsal. Let him do a seba on the safsal itself, just like on a mita. He should spread out on the safsal. It's not the best to say. Best to say is on karmic sasas. But b'dievet, he can be mesiv even without the karmic sasas. And by the same token, says the Prima Godim, according to this Magen Avraham, if he doesn't have a safsal, what, so he can't do a seba? No, let him do a seba on the karka. Let him do a seba on the karka. The ikkar is that he should spread out. That's the ikkar. That he should spread out. He should be leaning. So the best thing would be that he should do a seba on the karmic sasas, but even if he doesn't have karmic sasas, at least he should do a seba on the safsal. He should do a seba on the safsal. And if he doesn't have a safsal, then he should do a seba on the karka, according to the Prima Godim. What would the Magen Avraham say according to his first prat? First prat in the Ramah that he should be Yoshev al Gabi Safsal and not on the Karka. Let's say he doesn't have a Safsal. Right? According to the Magen Avraham, is he Mekayim Eseba on the Karka? If it's normal for him to sit on the Karka, so should he be Mesiv on the Karka? It's not clear, according to the Magen Avraham, that you'd really accomplish anything by being Mesiv on the Karka. If the whole point is he has to change his normal yeshiva, so that means that if he normally sits on the karka, then he has to sit on the safsal. Maybe leaning on the karka. What's leaning on the karka? Lying down on the karka. Maybe that's not enough. To be Megadim is interpreting, according to the Magen Avraham second pshat, the key is to be masive in whatever circumstance you find yourself in. Best to be masive with karmaksa. So if you can't do that, be masive on the safsal. And if you can't do that, if you have karka, then be masive on the karka. How exactly is one supposed to be masive on the karka? Just Mesiv on the Karka, Mesiv on the Safsal? So the Aruch HaShulchan adds a wrinkle over here. Aruch HaShulchan says, in Siv Dalet, Ve'od Raya Brua, the Tzarech HaSeba, Mimishna David Psachim, Shashanino Afiloni Shabi Yisrael Lo Yochala Chiyasiv, Klomar, the Lo Taima, Kevin Da'ani, Uvein Darko Be'aseva, and Tzarech HaSeba, Kamash Malan De Lo, Vuadin Lididon. You think that Da'ani doesn't have Karmak Sas, that he can't do a Seba, Kamash Malan, he should. Rabbeinu Harama kosev the filuani shein lo karim yosev ala safsal klomer yase eze seba koldu ala safsal lehaniach bigdo o chefetz acher uvilvad shlo yehe belo eseba the eseba makeves zokta aruch hashulchan eseba is ma'akev. You have to do eseba, so therefore what do? You have to be meisiv on the safsal. What does it mean to be meisiv on the safsal? To just lean on the safsal, lie, spread yourself out on the safsal. Zokta aruch hashulchan nein. Yosef al Asafsal means take a beged, take some kind of chayfetz, and put it on the safsal so you can lean on the chayfetz. Haseba stam on the safsal is not a seba, says the Aruch HaShulchan. When the Magen Avraham says that you should be mesiv al Asafsal, it doesn't mean just to lie down on the safsal. That's not a seba. You got to lie on something else. You're sitting on the safsal and you're leaning on something else. Lean on a beged. Lean on. A chayfetz. Do some kind of leaning. Without that, you're not going to have a heseba, says the Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, what's Tosus really saying? The Havamina is that Afilu Anish Yisrael, even though he doesn't have karmic sasas, he doesn't have to do a seba. What's the Kamash Malon? So the first chat we had is that the Kamash Malon is that he has to sit. The Maral's Ramah, the Ramal's understanding, which you're putting into the Ramah. The Magen Avraham's first prat is, if he normally sits on the ground, let him sit on the safsal, because it's a change from his normal yeshiva. That's the Kiyam Eseba. The third prat in the Magen Avraham is that he should be Mesiv on the safsal. He might not have karmic sasa, but he should be Mesiv on the safsal. Adds the Aruch HaShulchan. What does that mean? It means to be Mesiv on something else on the safsal, on a chayfetz, on a beged, on something. And the Magen Avraham seems to assume the same thing, that you have to be mesiv on something. What does the Magen Avraham say? What should you be mesiv on? He didn't think of a beged. But says the Magen Avraham, V'gam mutu lismuch al yorech chaveiro k'deisa b'gemara, lo al yorech atzma d'mechzi k'doveg. Yosef al asafsal, V'gam mutu lismuch al yorech chaveiro. What's he talking about? What, if you're on the karka, you could be mesiv even on Yerech Chavera. Could be the Magen Avraham is saying, if you're on the safsal, you have to be mesiv on something also. Heseba means to be mesiv on something, like the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. So he says you can be mesiv on Yerech Chavera. You can lean on someone. That's the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Kufches. What is the Gemara saying? Gemara tells a story. It's talking about the Heseba of a Talmud Eitzel Rabba. Is a Talmud Mesiv if he's in front of his Rebbe? Big sugya, we'll get to it in Mitzvah Shem. Toshma, the Amar Abaye, ki avinam be mar, zaginin abirke da adodi. Abaye says, when we were by Mar, when we were by the first Rebbe, by Rabba, zaginin abirke da adodi, we would lean on each other's knees. You know, they were sitting on the floor near each other, so they would lean on each other's knees. So from that you see that that you can lean even on Yerech Haver. The Rav was medayik from that Gemara. It's clear that you can't just lean in the air. You can't just lean, just sit on the chair and like lean in the air, or just lean back on your chair. That's not called a sebi. You got to lean on something else. You're sitting on a chair, but you have to lean on something else. If you're sitting on the floor, you have to lean on something else. You're sitting on a chair, you should also have to lean on something else, said the Rav. He thought it's clear from the Gemara and Daf Kufches that they leaned on each other's knees, that you have to lean on something else. If not so, why couldn't they just lie down on the floor? Because that's not called a seba. A seba means sitting in a certain spot and leaning on something else. The Rav was Tamea. He said, I can't really understand the Minigah Olam. Is just sort of to lean back in your chair. Person is not sitting in an armchair. If you're sitting in an armchair, so lean on the arm. That's great. If you're not sitting in an armchair, so what are you doing? You're leaning back toward your left, and that's called a seba. The Rav said, from the Gemara Daf Kufches, it's clear that that's not a seba. You got to lean on something else. Why is the minig just to lean back on the chair? The answer is because we have a back to the chair. So leaning on the back is leaning on something. If all you had is a safsal, if you have a stool without a back to it, so then I understand that you have to lean on something else. You have to lean on a beged, or lean on a chayfetz, or lean on someone's shoulder. But if you have the gav, if you have the back to the chair, so maybe the minig is that we assume that as long as you lean on the back of the chair, that's called leaning on something else. But stam to lean in the air? If you're on a stool, to lean back in the air, that's not called leaning. You have to lean on something else. But maybe Efsha, that the minig is that as long as you're leaning back on the back of the chair, that's called a seba. That's called leaning on something else. Of course, it's better to get kara maksasis, better to get a pillow, not just for the father and the family, but for everyone else too. But at least leaning on the back of the chair, maybe that's called haseba al gabi davar acher. Maybe that's sufficient. Okay, so these are three pshatim within the Mordechai, three pshatim in Tosfos. That the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the ani doesn't have karmic sasas, he still can do a seba. What's he supposed to do? Either he's supposed to do yeshiva. Yeshiva is the tchilas haseba. It's the basic haseba. He should at least do that. Or he should change from his normal mode of sitting. If he normally sits on the ground, he should sit on the safsal. Or he should be meisiv on the safsal. And the way the Achronim seem to be interpreting what Hesebal Gabi Safsal means is that you have to be meisiv on something else. That either be meisiv on the chayfetz or on the beged, like the Yerach HaShulchan has, or be meisiv Gabi Birkeh Dehadodi on Yerech Havero, like the Magen Avram suggests based on the Gemara later on Daf Kufches. Rav David Feinstein in his Agadas Kol Dodi writes that from the Mordechai and the Ramah, it's mashma that lechatchili is supposed to be meisiv on karma ksosis. So he's troubled. He says the minig is not to use a pillow. Most people don't use a pillow. How can that be? How can that be that people don't use a pillow? If lechatchili is supposed to use the pillow, so how can it be that people are not machmer for that? So he answers. He says that maybe everyone relies on this Mishnah. What does that mean? He says, what's the kamashmalan of the Mishnah? The havamina is that the ani doesn't have karmic sasos, therefore he can't do a seba. He shouldn't be chayvin a seba. Kamashmalan, he should do a seba. What does that mean? Rav David Feinstein wants to suggest that the havamina is that if you can't do a seba b'chol proteha, if you can't be Mekayim, the Heseba B'Shlei Musa, like the Sarim do, like Choshiva people do on Karmic Sasos, maybe there's no point to do the Heseba. Maybe a partial Heseba is not significant. Kamash Malon, Heseba doesn't require Heseba B'Chol Proteha B'Derech Eres. As long as you do a Miktas Heseba, that's called a Seba. That's sufficient. So as long as you're leaning, and we assume that leaning on the back of the chair is considered Heseba. As long as you're leaning, then that's the Heseba that you have to do. And that's sufficient. Meaning from the Ani Shebi Yisrael, we learn what Heseba is. Heseba doesn't mean Derech Cheres like the Sarin. It means that it's enough to do a basic Heseba, a basic reclining. So if you take, let's say, the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, the last prat, it just means that you have to meisiv on something. Meisivs are meisiv on the back of the chair, meisiv on someone's shoulder, meisiv on something, that's all that you have to do. And that's the minhag ha'olam, that we're meisiv on something, but we're not necessarily meisiv on the karmic sasas. That's what Rav David Feinstein wants to suggest, that taka, from this line of the Mishnah, we have a mokar for the minig, that we don't bring karmic sasas. Yeah, some people take a pillow, but most people just lean on the chair. Right? If you're in a hotel, right, to get your pillow from the room is a little complicated. Right? So most people just lean on the chair. What's the heter to do that? We have to do a seba. Right? We're spending enough money to go to the hotel, we can do a seba too. So apparently the answer is that we hold this is a seba. The seba of the yoni is also a seba. So therefore it's sufficient, even if you don't have a full-throated Haseba derech eretz like the Sarim, you don't need the Sarim. The Mishnah is saying that the Haseba of the Yoni is also called Haseba. So maybe that's the Limud Schus to justify the Minig that most people are not Mesiv with Karmic Sasas. That's what Rav David Feinstein wants to suggest, but between you and me, it's very difficult. Because Lechara, even if B'dieved you can be Yotzi with a Hasebas Oni, but it's still not the full Haseba. The karmic sasas are not ma'akev in the mitzvah seseba, but l'chora l'chatchila, one should have the karmic sasas, it is a kiyum in derech haseba. It's a kiyum in the derech haseba. It could be melamed schus, the people are being yotze. Okay, being yotze haseba, but there's no question that it's a kiyum in the mitzvah seseba. Yossi, I see your hand is up.
I was going to ask that question. I was going to say that it seems like from the Lashnish, it seems...
100%. If David Feinstein wants to be melamed zchus on the minig, that people are just meisiv on the chair. They don't have karmic sasas. But okay, b'dieved it works. Hasebas oni works. But afal b'kain, there should be a din lechatchila to be meisiv with karmic sasas. In fact, that's what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim mentioned the idea of being meisiv, not on karmic sasas, but rather being meisiv on what? On a mita. Who says that? Both Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi writes, "Afilu ani shebiyisrael lo yocha b'leil lipsachem at sheyosev kederech bnei chorin zeichel lecheres b'mita va'al ha'shulchan." B'mita va'al ha'shulchan. The Rashbam says the same thing. Zeichel lecheres b'mita va'al ha'shulchan. So they both mention mita. You see that there's a kiyum lechatchila to be b'mita. So we're not going to bring our beds to the table. I know, you know, some of my kids would love to bring their beds to the table, right? Even on a regular Shabbos, they'd love to bring their beds to the table. But we don't do that, right? But on a Seder night, to bring a pillow or something, so that's a lechora kiyum in the Haseba. It sounds even from Rashi and the Rashbam that ala shulchan is a kiyum in the Haseba. What, you're going to lie on the table, Wes? What's going on over here? Mita vi ala shulchan? Lying on the tables? Even my kids don't lie on the table. What does that mean, ala shulchan? So the emes is, it's not just Rashi and Rashbam. We see this lahalocha. The Brisker Rav is quoted in Reb Chaim in the stencil. Some of the Reb Chaims in the stencils, it's not Reb Chaim, but rather it's the Brisker Rav. They just collected a lot of ideas from both Reb Chaim and his son, the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav in the Grach HaLashas, in Os Lamed Gimel, he says that the Choritz Meduik and the Shulchan Aruch, that Haseba la Shulchan, having the Shulchan, is a kiyum in the Haseba. How so? Because the Shulchan Aruch, in Tafai and Beis Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes, Yisad the Shulchan Yofa Bekalim Noim Kfikocha, V'yochen Mokom Oshavo Shiesha Be'Haseba Derecheres. The only mitzvah that we see in Siv Beis is Haseba, right? He doesn't talk about matzah, morah, sipitzis, mitzvah. He talks about Haseba. And yet he says, you should be mesada shulchan yofa bekelem noyim kfi kocho. Arrange the table properly. What is that? He's telling us how to set the table? What? Maybe he should tell us how many forks and how many knives and spoons we should put in. What kind of napkins we should have. You know, should we have a dessert spoon there? But like, what's the shulchan are talking about? Why is he telling us about setting the table? So the Brisker Rav says, it's meduyik that the Shulchan Aruch holds that yeshiva al yad ha-shulchan is a chelik of the mitzvah seseba. Sitting being meisiv al yad ha-shulchan, being meisiv b'mitav al ha-shulchan, doesn't mean on the table. It means al yad ha-shulchan, next to the table. Being meisiv next to a table is a kiyum in the mitzvah ha-seba. He has a loshen, the Brisker Rav is an incredible loshen. He says that it's ma'akiv in the ha-seba even. He says, L'chorah ma'inin shal shulchan ha-tzal ha-seba, el-akorach d'zeh u'nichlo b'ha-seba d'ar-cheres, shi'ad dafka la-shulchan, That line is a pella. Someone who's meisiv without a shulchan, meisiv without a shulchan, that's not haseba. He's not makayim the mitzvah haseba. That's a little too much. I'm not sure the Brisker Rav really said that. I think the Brisker Rav just meant that this is a kiyum of haseba b'shlemuso, a din lechatchila. Like Rashi and Rashbam. Rashi and Rashbam say that haseba really is supposed to be alamita v'alashulchan. Alamita v'alashulchan. The shulchan is a chelik of the yaseba, because that's a chelik of a yeshiva of a ben chorin. Chelik of a yeshiva of a ben chorin is to sit ala shulchan. So that's a kiyum in the yaseba. So comes the Brisker Rav and says that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should be misad shulchan o yafik v'kocho. Obviously, if you're meisiv ala shulchan, it means that the shulchan is a chelik of the yaseba. The chashivas of the shulchan is a chelik of the yaseba. So if you can bring your silver and the beautiful kelim to the shulchan, that's mahader the yaseba. That's a kiyum lechatchila in the mitzvah yaseba. So you see from Rashi and Rashbam, and then later Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that yaseba does involve lechatchila, haseba alamita v'yala shulchan. Chor, it is a din lechatchila that you're supposed to be meisiv. You're supposed to be meisiv on karm aksasa, some kind of a pillow. Some kind of a pillow. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches was talking about, they were sitting on the floor, they didn't have pillows for everyone. Right? They were by the Rebbe. There may have been Talmid, 50 Talmidim, sitting there on the floor. So they were Zagina na Birke da Adadi. They leaned on each other. But if you have the ability to get the pillow, l'chora l'chatchila, once you try to get the pillow as well, that's a Haseba, derech Eres, al yad ha-shulchan. It's not ma'akev in the Haseba. Not like the Loshon Rabbis Kerev, l'chora, it's not ma'akev in the Haseba. Right? The Etzem Maisa Haseba, Haseba al-Gabi Davaracher, that's enough, but it's a kiyum in the Haseba. So, Even though Minhag HaOlam seems to be just to be meisiv on the back of the chair to lean back, l'chora, once you do more, if you have a pillow, you should lean on the pillow. It's appropriate to lean on the pillow. Okay, these are a few approaches that we have within the Mordechai. This is really a first approach to Tosfos. Okay, let's take a look at the screen share for a moment. I charted out some of these approaches. Okay, what do we have over here? Okay, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah says that even the Anish of Yisrael has to do a Seba. Tosis HaKadaita, Haseba Sani is Loshma Haseba, Kamash Malan, right? So what's the Havamina? What's the Kamash Malan? So the Mordechai says that the Ani doesn't have Karmak Sasos. So HaKadaita Chamina, it's not their Acheres. Ve'eno Yochol LaHasev. Sheaseba below Karmak Sasos, Loshma Haseba. Meaning, the Mordechai says the Havamina is that he can't do a Maisa Haseba. He can't be Makayim Haseba. It's not derech eres without karmak saso, so therefore the ani can't do a seba. Kamash malan, he can do a seba. What's the kamash malan? How can he do a seba? So the Rama says yeshiva el asafso. What does that mean? So the simple pshat we suggested is the ikar is the yeshiva, even though he doesn't have karmak sasos, but darko shaloni is, since darko shaloni is leishev, he has to eat the yeshiva. That's a seba for him, at least to do yeshiva. Like the Maral says, yeshiva is the tchilas haseba. The Magen Avram suggested that the kavon of the Rama is he should sit on the safsal, not on the karka. Sit on the safsal, not on the karka. Haseba is to change from your normal yeshiva to sit in a more mechubadik way. So as long as you sit on the safsal, not on the karka, you can be mekayim in a seba. Then the Magen Avraham wants to suggest, no, maybe it's yosev ala safsal, that you have to do haseba on the safsal. And what does that mean? So the Prima Gadim says you have to be mispashet on the safsal. Mispashet. That from the Prima Gadim, it's not clear that you have to be meisiv on anything per se. Right? The Prima Gadim just said that you should be mispashet. He doesn't use the word mispashet. He just says, im yesh lo safsal, yosef olav. Sounds like yosef olav is on the safsal itself. But we pointed out that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham both seem to imply that you really should be meisiv on something else, either on a beged or on another chayfetz, or on Yerech Haver, like the Gemara later on. Okay, these are the different approaches that we have to the Mordechai. This is one way to learn the Mishnah. Tosus and the Mordechai were three approaches within these Rishonim. Comes the Ritva, and he suggests a totally different shot in the Gemara. What does the Ritva say? Let's take a look. This is a Ritva in the Koivitz on page 1. The Ritva says, Afilu Anishe B'Yisrael, Pershu B'Tosfus. The Ritva quotes on the Bali Tosfus. Pershu B'Tosfus, Afilu Anishe Eino Rogil B'Yaseba Kol Hashana Kula, V'Gam Nami Oshir, Shu Musav Al Klei Milas V'Kor M'Ksosos Havicheris. And Oshir has Klei Milas, he has silk, kalim, he has pillows and quilts and blankets. So for him it's Cheris. The Lashon of the Ritva is a little difficult. Okay, he says, the Oni is not Rogil, but Haseba Kalashana Kula. Why? Because the Oni only has a Safsal, not Karmaksasas. So the Oni is not leaning, he's only sitting. So it's not normal for the Oni to lean the whole year. It's normal for the Asher, because he has Klei Milas, and he has Karmak Sosas. Dani doesn't have that. He only has a Safsal. So for him, it's not normal to lean a whole year. So Salgadet, the Chamina, lo havi derecheres, lo tzorech haseba. Kamash malon. The Ritva mentions all the ingredients of the Mordechai. He's got the Karmak Sosas in there. He has the Safsal in there. He has derecheres in there. But when he puts it all together in the pot, he doesn't quite say the same as the Mordechai. The way that the Achronim explain the Mordechai, he's not quite saying the same as the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, "Sagda tachamina d'lohavi derecheres," that the ani says seba is not derecheres, and therefore what? What's the sagda tachamina? What's the sagda tachamina? The Sagat HaTachamina of the Mordechai is that since he doesn't have Karmak Sasos, he can't do Haseba. He can't do Haseba. He can't do the Maisa Haseba, according to the Mordechai. That's the Havamina. So if he can't do the Maisa Haseba, then it doesn't make sense that he should be Chayiv in Haseba. Can't do Haseba. Right? Sagat HaTachamina den Chayiv lo Haseiv. Oni ein lo karmak sasos ela safsal v'salkadaitach de ein chayev lahasev de ein derecheres pekach. It's not derecheres kamash malon. The Ritva says no. Afilo oni shein a rogil beheseba kol hashana kula. Even though the oni normally doesn't do heseba, why does he normally not do heseba? Because he has nothing to be meisiv on. He has nothing to be meisiv on, so therefore he normally doesn't do it. The Ritva is saying a different vart. The Ritva is saying, not that the Havamina is that he doesn't have the ingredients necessary to do Haseba, but rather, since it's not Rogil for the Ani to do Haseba, since it's not a Derecheres for the Ani the whole year to do Haseba, I would think that he doesn't have to do Haseba on the Seder night. Because the yisod of eating on the Seder night is to eat b'derecheres. For the Ani, it's not derecheres a whole year. He doesn't eat like that. Because he doesn't have karmic sasos, it's not normal for him to eat b'seba. So I would think that he's not chayev to do heseba on the Seder night. Kamashvalan, that he's chayev to do heseba. The Ritva is not saying that the Havamina is that the Ani doesn't have the ingredients to do the Haseba. It's that it's not normal for him to do Haseba. It's not normal for him to do Haseba. It's Ein Darko Bekach. He's not Rogil to do this. He's not Rogil to do Haseba. So you think anyone who's not Rogil to do Haseba, there's no Chiv to do Haseba on the Seder night, because Haseba on the Seder night is about doing something that's rogil for you. It's not rogil for you, so the whole thing is a joke. The whole thing's a joke. So even if the Ani had karmic sasas, let's say someone delivered karmic sasas for him. Let's say he'd have something to do Haseba on. Still for him, there's no chiyuv. I'd have a havamina, there's no chiyuv for the Ani to do Haseba. Because it's not Dargo Bekach. Kamash Malan that he's chayiv. What's the Kamash Malan? What's the Kamash Malan? But it's not Darka Bakasa, why should he be chayiv? Kamash Malan, the Chazal were not machalik between different people. Chazal were not machalik between different people. The Chazal say that every man, kol adam shebi Yisrael, is chayiv beheseba. Whether it's normal for him to do a seba a whole year or not normal for him to do a seba a whole year, he's chayiv. I think that by an ani, it's not just that he's missing the ingredients, but because it's not normal for him, it's ein darko bekach, so then he should be potter. Kamash malon that chazal u'machayev kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael to do a seba, whether it's darko bekach or whether it's not darko bekach. Since it's darko bekach for an usher, chazal u'machayev even an ani to do a seba. This idea, this havamina that the Ritva has, the Ritva said in the interpretation of the Mishnah, this really is a perush, one of the perushim later in the Gemara, regarding Heseba of an Isha. Gemara Daf Kovcheh says that Isha itzal baila labaila Heseba, labaya Heseba, vim Isha chashuva yitzricha Heseba. Women in general are not chayv to do Heseba. The Gemara talks about Isha itzal baila, a married woman. Okay, we'll have to discuss, is it only married women, even single women? But the Gemara seems to say that a woman in general is not chayev to a seba, but an isha chashuva is chayev es beheseba. Why is the woman ptur from a seba? So the Rashbam quotes from the Shiltis. This is one of the cases where the Rashbam has a different perish than Rashi. Rashbam and Rashi have one perish, and then the Rashbam quotes from the Shiltis. Isha in a tzricha seba, why? Umafarish b'shiltis dravachoi. We'll get to the first pshat later when we do the sugya. But he says, lav darkayu denoshi lemizga. It's not normal for women to lean. Women just don't feel comfortable leaning back. You know, they don't, the inherent sneeze of a woman doesn't allow her to lean back like that when she's eating. She's just not going to do that. Zok the Netziv in his Merome Sodin, his parish here in Psochim on the Mishnah, the Netziv says, that you see from this shiltas that if it's not darko bekach to do a seba, then there really should be a ptur haseba. Women are pturos from a seba because it's not darko bekach. Zok the Netziv, that's the pshat in Agimah. He doesn't quote the Ritva at all, but he says mi das atzmo, same idea, that since it's not normal for the ani to be mesev a whole year, it's not a derech eres for him, so then there's no reason to be mechayev him. Why should we mechayev him to do a seba? It's not normal for him. It's not their cheres. And if it's not darko bekach, then that's not the cheres of what his seba. That's not what his seba has. That's not what Chazal had in mind. The seba that Chazal had in mind is that if it's their cheres bekach, then you should do that. You should eat in that way. But since it's not normal, just like by Isha, it's not normal for the Isha to be mesiv, and therefore she's ptura. So too, the havamina is that the ani, since it's not darko bekach to be mesiv, a whole year he should be potter on the Seder night. Kamash Malan is still chayiv. Mamish the pshat of the Ritva. What's the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan is that Chazal will not machalek bein ish le'ish. That once an usher is darka bakach, once there's some individual, right, the usher, there are plenty of people, many people, that it's darka bakach to be mesiv a whole year. So too the ani. The ani is chayiv and haseba, even if it's not darka bekach to be mesiv the whole year. As opposed to nashim, says the Netziv. When it comes to nashim, most women, it's not normal for them to be mesiv. So since most women, it's normal not to be mesiv, then the standard is that it's not darka bekach to be mesiv. So Chazal were not mechayiv women. Isha chashuva is the exception, since in Isha chashuva, it's darkayu lemizga, it's normal for the Isha chashuva to be mesiv, so she's the exception to the rule. But we're not going to say that oh, we should be mechayev all women because of the Isha Chashuva. The Isha Chashuva is an exception. She's much more rare than the Ish who's an usher. We don't need a multi-millionaire over here. Just saying a person, the typical person is more chashuv than the ani. He will be mesiv. He will be mesiv. Obviously, we'll have to talk bizman hazeh. Is it normal for us to be mesiv bizman hazeh? But we're not talking bizman hazeh. Talking at the time of the Mishnah. Right? At the time of the Mishnah, at the time of the Gemara. That it was normal to be mesiv, many men used to be mesiv, not just the Ashirim Muflogim. So because it's normal for a man to be mesiv during the year, so the ani is chayiv as well, because Chazal were mesaken haseba for everyone. They didn't distinguish between different strata of society, because it's normal for many men to be mesiv. But the Havamina is that it's not Darka Bakach for the Ani, so that's why he should be Potter. Not because he doesn't have the Kalim, he doesn't have the ingredients to do a Seba. Even if he had those ingredients, it's not normal for him to be Mesa. He just doesn't do that. So I'd have a Havamina that maybe he should be Potter from a Seba. Kamashwal and Yischai, because Chazal were not Mechalik. But regarding women, since most women normally don't do a Seba, Chazal said that women are Potter from doing a Seba. The Isha Chashuv is the exception to the rule. She's chayav to do a Seba, but most women are going to be Potter from doing a Seba. So this is the second basic approach to the sugya, right? I mean, actually, there are three approaches. The second, the Yesh Mefarshim and Tosa says the whole Havamin Maskana in the middle above of the Mishnah is that I would think an Oni who's so hungry, hasn't eaten in a long time, maybe the Isser Achil of Samach Lemincha and Erev Pesach doesn't apply to him, Kamash Malan. Then Tosa says, no, I'd have a Havamina since the Oni doesn't have Karm Uksasos, so maybe Haseba doesn't apply to him. Kamash Malan, how do we understand that? Two approaches. The Mordechai says that I think that if the Ani doesn't have karmic sasas, he doesn't have the ingredients for the Haseba, so then he's not chayef to do a Haseba. Kamash Malan, that he can still do a Haseba. There is a way to be Mekayim Haseba. And we had three different Perushim in the Achronim, how to understand that Kamash Malan within the Mordechai. But the Netziv and the Ritva seem to be taking a different approach. That it's not that the Havamina is that the Ani doesn't have the Kalim. He doesn't have the ingredients needed to do a Seba, so I would think that he's parted from a Seba. But rather, since it's not normal for the Ani to do a Seba, because he doesn't have the Kalim, so I would think that even if the Ani has the Kalim, there should be no Chiv, because it's not Darko Bekach. Kamashwan, Chazal were not Mechalik. Even though they were mechalik when it came to noshim, between darka bekach and not darka bekach, when it comes to anoshim, when it comes to men, Chazal were not mechalik, since for an usher and for regular people, it's normal to do a seba, it's a derech eres to do a seba, so then everyone is chayv to do a seba, even the ani.